30th of December, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ, whose blood for all men streamed, light that shone ere morning beamed, God and God's eternal Son, ever with the Father one. Splendour of the Father's light, star of hope for ever bright, hearken to the prayers that flow from thy servants here below. Lord, remember that in love thou didst leave thy throne above, man's frail nature to assume in the Holy Virgin's womb. Now thy church each circling year celebrates that love so dear, love that brought thee here alone for the guilty to atone. Let not earth alone rejoice, seas and skies unite their voice in a new song to the morn when the Lord of life was born. Virgin born, to thee be praise, now and through eternal days. Father, equal praise to thee with the Spirit ever be. All authority and dominion are yours on the day of your strength. You are resplendent in holiness. From the womb before the dawn I begot you. Psalm 109. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Sion your sceptre of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All authority and dominion are yours on the day of your strength. You are resplendent in holiness. From the womb before the dawn I begot you. With the Lord there is unfailing love. Great is his power to set men free. Psalm 129. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness. For this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchman count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption, Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. With the Lord there is unfailing love. Great is his power to set men free. The Word was God in the beginning and before all time. Today he is born to us, the Saviour of the world. A Canticle from Colossians chapter 1. Let us give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Word was God in the beginning and before all time. Today is born to us the Saviour of the world. A reading from 2 Peter chapter 1. By his divine power, Christ has given us all the things that we need for life and for true devotion, bringing us to know God himself, who has called us by his own glory and goodness. In making these gifts, he has given us the guarantee of something very great and wonderful to come. Through them, you will be able to share the divine nature and to escape corruption in a world that is sunk in vice. Responsory. The Word became flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. The Word became flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. And he lived among us. The Word became flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Word became flesh. Alleluia, alleluia. We glorify you, Mother of God, for Christ was born of you. Keep safe from harm all those who honour you. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We glorify you, Mother of God, for Christ was born of you. Keep safe from harm all those who honour you. Intercessions. Let us acclaim Christ with joy, for out of Bethlehem in the land of Judah came a leader who guides his holy people. May your grace be with us, Lord. Christ our Saviour, speak to those who have not heard your name. Draw all people to yourself. May your grace be with us, Lord. Lord, gather all nations into your church, that the family of mankind may become the people of God. May your grace be with us, Lord. King of kings, direct the minds and hearts of rulers, guide them to work justly for peace on earth. May your grace be with us, Lord. Give faith to those who live in doubt and hope to those who live in fear. May your grace be with us, Lord. Console the sad, comfort those who are in their last agony, lead them to be refreshed at the spring of your grace. May your grace be with us, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Almighty God and Father, the human birth of your only begotten Son was the beginning of new life. May he set us free from the tyranny of sin. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.